Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I am excited. I tell you, I am excited about tonight's show. Oh, man, I tell you, this is a topic that is so near and dear to my heart. And I think at the foundation of so many of the ills and problems that we have in the black community that I just did not want to miss out on an opportunity to talk about it. You know, normally we have guests and we talk about some business thing, but I think this is foundational here because if we can't get this right, if we can't move beyond this or try to figure out where it's coming from, if you want to bring up old Jim Crow and all that, we can do all that, but we have to talk about it and we have to figure things out. So I'm excited about tonight's show. Man, it's just going to be me and Louisa this evening. We're just going to be just sharing our hearts with you. And here's the key though. We want to hear from you, and you know who you are. All of our Facebook friends and fans, all the ones that comment, every time I see a post like this, you see the little memes and everybody gets so hyped up and excited about all this. Here's your chance. Step up to the plate. Call in. Give us your opinion. And not only your opinion, but what can we do about it? So tonight's show is sponsored by a new sponsor, GettingSkinnyAndWealthy.com. It is my story. It's my story. I'm so and I'm going to say proud of myself, but I am so excited about, you know, the changes that I've made in my life since the new year began. I started this new year with focus, and I said, you know what, I am absolutely going to make a difference. And because of the program that I'm on, that I'm now working with, I have been able to lose 49 pounds, almost 50, in 45 days, and never felt better, feeling great, healthy, and I am just so excited. But anyway, so that's us for the GettingSkinnyAndWealthy.com. Make sure that you click that link. And now let me just not even hesitate because I want her to get on because I know she's got a lot to add. My wonderful, lovely, fantastic, wow, good friend, Louisa, come on down and say hello to everybody.
Hey, Sean. Hey, everybody. I'm thawing out. Texas finally got some cold weather this week. So as everybody who is connected with me online knows, I'm always bragging about our great weather. So I'm eating crow, but only for a few days because we'll be back in the 70s by next week, I'm sure of it. But
that's right.
Sean, I want to say congratulations to you because I did not know that you were on this health journey. I didn't know that you were taking strides and taking great leaps to take care of yourself and your health and be there for your family, your wife, your loved ones. So I think I think what you're doing, aside from the opportunity, I think it's a wonderful thing that you've done for yourself and your family to take the initiative to lose the weight and to take care of yourself health-wise. So congratulations to you on that. I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you. You know, that means, you know, coming from you, that means a lot. And it just as I look at our community and in my history, you know, I've always been overweight. I've always been a heavy person. And just really coming to an understanding that, hey, look, you have to do better. We have to do better. Let's start taking better care of ourselves, start taking better care of our community, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, me on the other hand, I'll eat the donuts for you. I eat healthy, but I'm lucky to have some good genes because if I like to eat, I like and I don't like to deny myself. So I told I told somebody the other day, it was one of the Facebook groups, say we were deciding on a new initiative. I said, sure, as long as it doesn't take me from my coffee, my sweets, and my trans fats. We can do whatever we want to. I am not the poster child for health. But I'm going to get off my soapbox of unhealthiness so that we can move on. I am excited about tonight's show. I think it's a hot topic. It's an important topic, and I'm with you. I'm calling everybody out who we are online with, who's in our local networks, our national networks, any and everybody, because we talk about whether the Black community can work together to be prosperous all the time, and everybody pontificates on what should be done. Or what's wrong? But let's find some solutions and get this trans.
You know what? I think you have made a great stride, and I want to brag on you a little bit. When we create our different groups, and we always want to try to bring people together and work together, you've gone a step beyond just creating a group, which is difficult enough to try to create one and manage one and bring people in and have them act right and don't show out. That's enough of a challenge. But you have gone beyond that. And just talk a little bit about your website, the purpose, and my goodness, the name says it all. Just talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know what? The website, of course, hopefully by now everybody has become familiar with the site. But my website, mindyourblackbusiness.com, it really was created because of conversations like the one we're having tonight. It was about whether Black businesses are viable in terms of and deserving in terms of our consumer dollars. It was talking about whether we as Black business owners, entrepreneurs, and community members can come together and support each other. It came out of a need that I saw as I networked with different groups, either online or here in the local Dallas area, or talking to even some of my clients or potential clients. Just can we come together and help one another out? You know, those of us who have the knowledge, who have the ability, those of us who have traveled the journey so far or a little bit more ahead of somebody else, do we have what it takes? Are we willing to reach back and pull somebody up, or even our contemporaries, even our peers, those of us who are already doing things, do we see each other as partners? Or are we always going to view each other as competition? So the website was really about that. It's been about creating that network. I have a wonderful graphic designer, web designer who worked with me on the website redesign, and he came up with a great tagline, and it was networking our community's net worth. And I thought that was just such a wonderful thing, because we need to learn how to do that. There, you know, the black dollar in terms of consumers is over $1 trillion annually, but Black businesses don't see near that. Somewhere in the billions. I forget the exact number, but there's a big difference between trillion and billion, no matter how you slice it. So it's you know, my thing is, how can we come together as a community, as owners, as nonprofit founders, is just as everyone to work together to take what we have as one, you know, as individuals, and make it something successful for the community, because if the community's thriving, then it's so much more positive for all of us. And even with the Facebook group, When I started that Facebook group, I had in mind, well, this would be a great Facebook group, and then I actually have other groups across other platforms, but the Facebook group is the one that's really taken off. But even with the Facebook group, it's like, okay, this is something that I can use in addition to the website. But the Facebook group really isn't about the website. It really isn't about me. It's about everybody who joins and how can we come together, support one another, network with one another, and do things. How can we fill those holes that if I have a need, then what can I do to fill that need by working with you, Sean? What need do you have that we can mutually or beneficially work with one another on to create something greater? Because there's no sense in either one of us sitting at the ninth step when the tenth step is right there. You know, if there's 10 steps to success or what have you, there's no sense in both of us sitting at step 9 just because we refuse to work with one another. So really,
you know what,
for me,
that's so true.
Yeah, it is, but even you and I, using you and I as that example, you and I met what, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, and since then we've built what I consider to be a very warm friendship of two people, and what I think is a great platform with Black Wealth Creation, something that was your brainchild. But we've come together and we've been able to bring on other experts, nonprofits, businesses, and have great dialogue about tons of topics that are germane to the Black community. And hopefully we've educated, enlightened, and with my witty humor, we have entertained. So I just think, there's just so much to be said about Black folks working together, good, bad, or indifferent, and there are both sides, but there definitely is something to be said about us working together, and there are some very positive stories out there. What's your take?
Well, just what we're doing here, the lines are filling up, and what I want you to do now, so we challenge you, what I want you to do now is press that one button, because I don't want to throw anybody in the deep water that's not ready for the heat. So if you're on there, I see the lines are lit up. Press one because we want to get your opinion on it. Blacks working together, is that fact or fiction? Because I want to know what you think. See, now somebody's already stepped up. See, this is what I'm talking about. Challenge people, and they step to the front. I love it. That's what I talk about. And I'm going to bring them right on because I want to get right into them. I'll leave mine a little bit later. I'm bringing right
okay.
on, but I want to make sure that you hang around to the end because we got a big announcement to make. So don't leave us hang around to the end of the show. So I'm going to bring, and obviously this is somebody from our local DFW Metroplex, 214-271. Come on in here. How are you doing this evening? Welcome to the show.
Good evening, everybody. This is James Jackson with the founder of Black Professionals Online.
Hey, James.
Brother James, good evening. Good evening. Hey. Welcome, welcome. Kick your shoes
Thank
off.
You.
Make yourself
you
right
doing,
at home.
Anderson? Appreciate that. I'm excited to actually be here to, listen to, what everyone's got to say. I've spoken with Ms. Anderson several times in the past and, always a positive person. So, and I've been, following the both of you for a while. So I'm definitely want to dive in and network with everybody.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, can I say this first before you get into it? I'm going to give you plenty of time. I just appreciate you stepping up. I just, saw you in the group and said, hey, man, great point. You brought some great knowledge there. I want you to call in. I want you to share it, and you did it. And so you are already putting this to bed as far as us, working together. But go ahead. I'm not going to steal your thunder. I'm not. Go ahead and say what you want to say, James.
Oh, no, I just, you asked me what I'm saying about the actual overall thought process of Blacks working together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll be real brief. There's the stigma that's out there, but I'm a different breed. I tend to try to, look on the positive side because I see several Black leaders, individuals, some that are not even known, that are always thinking on the positive side, that are always trying to connect to get to the next level, because that's where the vision is. I've always said you have, several entrepreneurs. One may be in California, and he or she may need that one push or connection or just to get to that next level. Well, that next level, that person that takes them to that next level, may be all the way in New York. That being said, we kind of go in circles without being connected with the right people. That's if that makes sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. So now, you're in the DFW area, aren't you?
That's correct.
And I'm going to extend this to Louise as well because she's here with us as well. How have you seen blacks working together in the DFW? I mean, have you noticed that it's easy or it's not so easy? What has been your experience in black businesses and black business owners working together in this city?
I am a born and raised in Texas, diehard, but, unfortunately, I could, to be honest with you, a lot of my, networking and people that actually want to get things done, move to the next level, actually came from out of the DFW area. Mm-hmm. That being said, and I'll be careful how I say this, it seems that we tend to not extend or open the door to move or network with individuals if they don't know you, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes a lot of sense.
I don't know if they don't know you or if it's a situation where they're just, programmed or they – there's not some blacks do not have to know how to share wealth, I guess.
Well, you know what? That wow. I'm going to hold mine for a minute. I'm going to let Louisa have her say about your experience in our city, our fair city, and then I'll put my two cents in.
You know what, Sean? I do want to address that, but I want to go a little bit backwards because we had a nonprofit who was scheduled, and this is my bad because I communicated with her late, but I believe she's online now. So before we get too far into the conversation, I do want to make sure that we give her an opportunity to introduce herself and tell us about her organization because she was actually scheduled to be on a couple weeks ago. When we had to cancel a show, so she's been so patient and just so accommodating with all of our craziness. But I wanted to introduce Yane. I think I'm pronouncing it right. She told me a couple weeks ago. I believe it's Yane, and she is the founder with Reading for Smiles. So Yane, if you would just come on and tell us all about your organization and just how we can get in touch with you afterwards.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Good. Good evening, you guys. I love the topic.
Good evening.
I'm out in the street, so please know if you hear any other funny sounds, it's not on purpose. It's just, when I see the email, I'm like, oh, my God, let me call in, too.
Great. We're glad you
can
make it on.
I felt like I want to just jump in with the topic which you're discussing. More about my nonprofit. So I started this nonprofit almost 5 years ago. It's about bringing literacy back into the community, working with students from kindergarten through sixth grade around reading, writing, and vocabulary. And I touch so many different of the content areas by the work that we do. So like this weekend, we are having our own Black History program, but our focus is ancient Egypt. We went a whole nother direction, nothing wrong with the civil rights movement, but our kids have to know that we have the history before that. Then in our summer program, we have kids learn about different countries and they learn the languages and the culture of those countries. We have students who perform in theater. We have students who work on science experiments every day. And when I say this is all of our students. They all take 5 courses. In one day for 4 days a week. We teach them, and we have a math class, but our math is not traditional math. Our math is it's called Money Madness, and it's an entrepreneur class for the babies to get their minds geared and started up to thinking, well, what kind of business can I own? And for our students who've been with us for multiple years, They could never do their same business twice. So they have to think of a new business venture to create. We give them fake budgets, and we teach them about banking and credit and stuff like that at a very early, early age, and different career paths that they can choose. And then we also have a health class to let them understand the different foods and stuff that we eat and how it connects to our body and what it does for our body. So we entail a lot. Right now our kids are, after the Black History program, we'll be going into assessment workshops, but we're also having the children work on their own newspapers. So they've been divided up for months and interviewing different local businesses, politicians. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the book called Profit First by Mike Makalowicz. I can never say his name correctly. So he has even agreed to come in to speak to the kids as well. We'll probably set up a virtual thing. So to piggyback on your topic of for tonight, how do you get Black businesses involved and how do you build that? You have to connect to those who are doing different things and who are not afraid to step out. I think that we should think about in a role of competition, but definitely in collaboration. So that's just my spiel. you can find us on Facebook. We also have a website, readingforsmiles.org. It's the reading with the number 4, smiles. And you'll know us by our logo because it has a wink.
That's fantastic. Yanae, well, you know, we would really love to have you stay on the call. We're to weigh in more on the topic, because it sounds like you have identified some businesses that are willing to work with you, especially when it comes to a nonprofit, because I think nonprofits have an even larger, I say this all the time, but nonprofits have a greater task when it comes to getting support and networking, because you don't offer a tangible product or service that most people necessarily see the benefit in. You have to convince them that what you are doing is beneficial not only to your immediate clients or customers, but it also benefits the community. So I think any nonprofit that's able to network with the businesses in the community and have success at it, they're doing, you've reached a pinnacle. You're doing something right. So I'd love for you to stay on the call and weigh in as well.
Definitely. And I want people who are listening too, if they're ever interested in doing their own nonprofits and stuff, to not be discouraged. Right now, we've been operating for almost 5 years, and I have no grants. I'm not funded by anybody. So we're here, we're doing what we do. I have relationships with different high schools, colleges, and stuff like that. We have different people who come on and do certain things, but I have a strong parent base. When we first started, I always tell everyone, when I first started, we only had like 10 kids come in, and now I'm over 100 kids.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's great, so, you know, we grew 10 times before even hitting our fifth year anniversary. So, you know, definitely it's about how do you build relationships. And when we're looking at businesses within the Black community, whether actually Black community or no community, it's about relationships. Who are you friends with? Who can you build with? How can you pull your resources together to make things happen? Everyone always asks me, how do you do these things and you're not funded? Based off my relationships, I have a lot of nice friends, and I have a huge parent commitment for the work that we do, and because they've seen progress within their students, I mean, you know, within their children, they jump on board. We're teaching families, we're teaching generations, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm like, oh, that's your cousin? Didn't even know that. but by word of mouth. So, you know, I look for how businesses treat their clients, whether you're nonprofit or not, will really determine how far and how successful you can be.
Wow, exactly. I'm gonna be touching base with you further, because I want to get your story with the Mind Your Black business site visitors. I think that's something that you have a story that a lot of people will probably be able to learn from. So after this radio show, I'll be emailing you again.
No problem, no problem. I'm staying online. I'm not going anywhere until my phone dies, unless I can make it into my car first.
Okay. If you want to weigh in, in between that and get into the car, if you want to weigh in, if you'll just press 1, then Sean can let you back on the call.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow. I tell you what, just great insight. I love, that's the part of the show I think I love the most, is kind of nearest and dearest to my heart, is putting spotlight on, you know, some nonprofits and some of the great community things that they're doing in our community. And I just love the, you know, the ability that they have to just work hard and do their thing, whatever it is they're doing. And so, hey, bravo to you. Keep that up. Please keep doing what you're doing. And, James, hopefully you can hang out with us. I don't know how long we have you, but hopefully you can hang out with us as well, because, you know, I love your insight and I love what's happening here. And as we talk about, you know, the myth, and I'm just going to I sometimes get a little jealous and I get a little envious as I'm in our Black-owned business group and I'm in my group and my Black business, that group, and I see all the meetups that are happening and all the you know, get-togethers that are happening in other cities, especially on the East Coast. I don't know what is happening on the East Coast, but they just seem like they're just so easy for them to connect. I know it's not as easy as it seems, but they seem like they really are serious about getting together and making things happen. And it seems like in the South, or at least in Texas, that's all I can speak to when I look at, and we have some of the biggest cities here. We're talking about Dallas, major city. We're talking about Houston, you know, San Antonio. There really just seems to be a hesitancy for Black people to really get together, work together, network, and just have something on a consistent basis. We may have something like, you know, a one-out type of situation that you may not hear about it for another 6 months. It's like, what happened? What was that about? Uh-huh. And so, you know, I know it's just really, and I just kind of piggyback off what James said, in that there seems to be a reluctance in our city, and I'm sure in other cities as well, but I can only go by what's happening here, that it seems to be some type of reluctance for people to get together, like say, well, let's just get together for an hour, you know, once on Saturdays or by, you know, every other Saturday. And it just, I don't see that cohesiveness. I don't see that unity that I'd love to see, and I know there's happening in other places. So we have so much work to do. We have so much work to do.
Can I say something here?
Yes. No, go ahead.
Yeah, and to piggyback off what you're saying, I agree 100%. One thing I've seen, because I've been around the DFW area, you know, for years, you know, did some, you know, promoting, you know, back in the day, party promoting, that is, and still have some college friends, real close friends, that they still promote parties. Now, that, to me, there seems to be more of an interest when individuals want to promote, find a location and promote and have a party. You can do that in a New York second versus,
that's,
you
right,
know, having you know, something, a networking function where you can go and truly network, you know, and meet individuals, you know, without it just being an actual all-out, you know, party, you know, to go out and, you know, meet, you know, other individuals without any emphasis on business or networking. That's been the thing that I've always wanted to, you know, to try to change and collaborate. I have another friend, I don't know if you may have heard of him, Carl Lane. He does the Legacy Corridor professional meetups. I don't know if you're familiar. It started out, you know, they have a, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, I'm saying no. Hey, you're bringing knowledge tonight, and this is what this is about. Please,
yeah,
talk about
it. Started,
let's get it all out there.
Yeah, it started out as, you know, the purpose is to, you know, network and make business connections, but, you know, not to knock anybody. They're real close friends of mine, but it just seems that there's, when you go there, it doesn't seem any different from any other happy hour, you know, hangout, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And, and how do you change that? You know, I guess you change up the format. I mean, I don't know, but there are a lot of you know, there's a lot of meetups happening. It's just there. It seems like we're spinning our wheels.
Yeah, yeah, man, that's good. Hold on, we have a guest. I'm going to bring our nonprofit back on just after this caller, because I do want to get to this caller. I don't see the number, but I'm coming at you. I see all one. So, caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Okay, so that caller dropped. I'm not sure what happened with that. Louisa, now you've been here a while. James, I think James hit on something just really, really powerful. In that, yeah, you know what? If I put on Facebook, I was throwing a cowboy party. I guess cowboys of Mavericks party, and I wanted people to come and hang out. And man, I tell you what, I wouldn't even have to promote it very much, and I'd have a crowd. But boy, if I say let's get together and let's talk about some business and let's network with each other, boy, it's like pulling teeth. And has that been your experience, or what's been your experience?
You know what? That has been my experience, and I'll say for a good probably about the first half of the, because I've been in the Dallas area. I'm not from Dallas. I'm from the East Coast. I'm from Maryland, so I've seen kind of both sides. But I've been in the Dallas area since about 2001, and probably for the better half of that, I was doing the mommy thing, so it really wasn't a whole lot of, for me, the networking was within amongst my immediate group. But even as I started to branch out, that is all that I've seen is a lot of hangouts or parties or what have you, which is fun. Everybody likes a party. But not a lot, not a lot of people who want to come together and build. And I'm not saying that they don't exist, because we have three people right here on the line right now who want to do that. I think the disparity with the Dallas area, and I'm only going to speak on Dallas because I haven't lived anywhere else in the South, but is one, Dallas is so big. It is, you can go, when you talk about Dallas, encompassing the Metroplex, as we call it here, you go from McKinney to Fort Worth, down to Oak Cliff or whatever. It's so expansive. And to an extent, I think we're lazy, because even as I've,
come on,
you and I have tried to get groups together, people from the South don't want to travel north. People from the North don't want to travel east, So there is a big portion of it that is humanity, and people are lazy. People want to, they'll travel for the party, but they, for some reason, they don't realize the value in business. And speaking as somebody who grew up on the East Coast, and I left the East Coast when I was pretty young, so I have to speak from a more naive thought. But even back, even when I was younger, I remember that, I can still remember people holding up a fist, education on our history as Blacks, African Americans, the African diaspora, whatever you want to call it, that was a big thing. People, I still remember there was a lot of more telltale signs of our ethnicity and our culture and our history, and you saw businesses working together. You saw people working together. Part of that might be the geography, because you can travel 4 hours in Texas and you're still in Texas. You can travel 4 hours on the East Coast, and you've gone through the whole DMV. You've gone through Virginia. You've gone through Maryland. You've gone through D.C., So I think there are certain things that we can't control, such as distance. However, at some point, as people, we have to say, okay, what's more important? Tailgate party, basketball party, whatever. And when y'all speak sports, that goes right over my head. But if we can travel an hour for the party, why can't we travel an hour to go build and create and talk about doing something for our community? So I think that is something that plagues plagues us, at least here in the Dallas area, because, you know, we can look at places like Atlanta and Florida, and they're doing things big, and they're in the South too. So I don't know what it is about Dallas. There's actually an associate of mine, and he you all might know him. He is Akeem Deshay. He is in the Dallas area, and he can give great historical resources as to the disparities in Dallas. I'm not even going to begin to go into it, but for everybody out there, if you look up Akeem Deshay on all the social networks, he's actually the founder of quite a few black websites. But he's also a great resource when it comes to speaking on the history of Dallas and business and politics and giving some insight as to why things are like they are down here in Dallas. I'm not even going to go into it. So, but if you can find Akeem, Akiim Deshay, he's a great person to reach out to for both business, nonprofit, black facts, all that great stuff.
You know what? That is solid gold. And thank you, because our people are stepping up. People are calling in. Obviously, this is a hot topic. People want to talk about it, and I love that. Let me go to 757-646. I see you. I'm going to bring you back on in just a moment, but I'm going to go to 757 right now. Welcome to the Black Wealth Creation Radio. What do you have to share with us?
Good evening, everyone. This is Bert with one of the co-founders.
Good evening, Bert.
Yes, good evening. I'm one of the co-founders of WeareBlackBiz.com.
Okay.
Glad to be on.
Oh, hey, Bert.
Hey. What's up?
I have to say it like that. Me and Bert are friends. We're Twitter buddies. We've never spoken, but we're Twitter buddies.
There you go.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Bert. What are your thoughts?
Well, I first want to say thank you for taking the time out of your life to create a platform like this, so that individuals like myself have a voice. That's very important, having a medium to where we can communicate and make our voices heard. My thoughts are very simple. You usually hear the comment that, you know, black folks are like crabs in a barrel, but one of the things that I often think that is missed is that a barrel is not a crab's natural environment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the more we understand, you know, who we are as a people, where we came from, and where we'd like to go, we could really get past some of that conventional, unfortunately has become conventional wisdom that we're like crabs in a barrel. And keep in mind that the barrel is not a crab's natural habitat. And if a crab was not in the barrel, the crab would not, you know, attempt to do some of the things that he would do if he saw another crab escape in the barrel, so to speak.
Right.
That's powerful.
That's true. That is powerful. That's powerful. Now, tell us a little bit about your organization, because I got you online, and, boy, just the name sounds like something that we need to do more of and be a part of. So tell me a little bit about your organization and what it is that you do.
Absolutely. Well, We're Black Biz is we pin ourselves as Virginia's number one business directory for black-owned businesses. Again, I'm one of the co-founders. We are a group of five. And so I can really attest to that, you know, there are black folks out there working together, and we could do so. we could do so successfully. One of the things that we do is we understand that we come from so many different backgrounds. We have so many different experiences. So quite naturally, we're going to see things differently often. So one of the things that I try to communicate to the group is that regardless of where we come from, regardless of religious backgrounds, that one of the things that connects us is the fact that we're of African descent. So if we can connect on what historically has oppressed us, the fact that we are of African descent, and not so much set aside our religious ideologies, but just connect on what connects us. And then we could deal, once we have a strong foundation, we could deal with what differences that may come up to play. But anyway, so I'm one of the co-founders, and we're a group of about five, and we initially came together because we started to learn from some of the teachers of Dr. Claude Anderson that we need to really reach out and support the businesses in the community. And so that's what we started to do. But there was a problem. We didn't know where they were. We didn't know who they were. And we didn't know how to find them. So initially we started out asking around. We started looking on our own, and we started to develop a spreadsheet. So once we started to develop that spreadsheet, we said, you know what, we need to share this with the world, because if we had that problem, there are countless other people in the community who's probably having the same problem. So we're a young startup, and we're roughly 6 months old, and we're online-based. Everything's online, and we're located in Norfolk, Virginia. And we're just working on getting out from obscurity, getting some attention. And we don't mind critics. We don't even mind creating some enemies, because we know our enemies can help us get some recognition out there in the marketplace. And we're here to really support, really get back to 1921 Black Wall Street, where we really did for self, where we were forced to take care of each other, and where we were forced to make sure that each one of us were successful in whatever area we chose to be in. So that's pretty much who we are. You can find us on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you can also find us on Facebook.
Now, what is your handle on Twitter, and what is your handle on Facebook? Because we want to make sure we get as many listeners to you as possible.
Absolutely, and thank you so much. And on Twitter, we're at WearBlackBiz. And on Facebook, we're at We're Black Biz.
You making it easy?
making it really. No, sir. No, sir.
Kind of hard to miss that. Well, hey, hang around. You know, continue to listen to the show. I appreciate you. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And, man, keep fighting the good fight, because we're in there with you, okay?
Absolutely. And, again, thank you for sharing the platform.
You are so welcome. Oh, man, I love to hear that people are getting together and doing things. And James, I want to invite you as well. Louise and I are really working on something behind the scenes. March, I think it's the third weekend, or I don't know the exact date. Louisa may have this information a little bit better than I do. I'll probably have it before the end of the show. I know I will. The third week of March, we're going to be getting together, because this is what we're talking about here. We don't want to just talk about it. We want to be about it. We're going to be getting together just a group of Black businesses that are in the DFW area. So we're putting that out there right now. It's going to be the Martin Luther King at the Martin Luther King Library, or I'm sorry, the center near Fair Park. And so we're going to be giving you some information about that. We're going to be posting it in Black Wealth Creation group that I kind of manage. And I know Louise is going to be posting it in her group, Mind Your Black Business. And so we're moving forward. We're gonna not just talk the talk, but we're gonna walk the walk. And it's 2015. We're gonna actually change some of the mindsets in this DFW area. It seems like, and I think Louisa just put it so well, where she says it seems like we're so spread out. You know, I have my business over here, and then James has his business over there, and then Louisa has her business, you know, over there. And we're all fighting those individual battles, and we're not really pulling together and really leveraging each other's, connections. And we're gonna make a difference. We're gonna absolutely make a difference. And let me go to Yanni and bring her back on, because I want to get her thoughts. She gave us so much good information about a nonprofit. Yanni, how are you? What are your thoughts on tonight's subject?
I think tonight's subject is, I mean, crucial to our whole Black community and platform in this nation overall. You hit a key point when you just said working with each other to leverage. That's exactly what we need to do. As far as I'm concerned, we spend so much money in this country that we are stuck within the poverty line, and it doesn't make any sense. You know, my whole thing with working with other organizations as well is how do we get Black people to trust one another to do business with one another? Now, some of us don't have it together just yet. and we know that as a people, right? And you know, I look at it for, because I have some other little business ventures that I do too. So when I'm dealing with people, I'm like, you wouldn't tell Target to give you a cut discount. You don't go into Macy's and tell them you don't want to pay this price. You may come in there with a coupon, but if that ticket says that price, you're not calling management to say, we'll bargain with you. But as Black people within business, you tend to do that kind of often. So, I mean, well, that's my own personal story. I'm not going to say can't speak for everybody that's Black, because that would be wrong to do. But I do feel like that is one setback within us. We trust other people or think that it'll be quality coming from someone else versus us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that is a real dilemma within the Black community. And then the second part of that is education is key. I don't care if you go to school or if you don't go to school, but let me tell you, for us to get out of our situations, everything is in a book. And mm-hmm. I explain that to my own students. Like, well, we don't get why we have to read this, because I'm like, knowledge is power, honey. This will come to you in so many different fashions. You will never know why you're doing what you're doing or how you know it. And the other, my last part to add to that, too, is we need to model what success looks like or businesses mm-hmm. that are successful. You know, you don't hang out with Raheem. I don't want to say that, but Raheem. You know, who is selling these products or hustling on outside on the street, and you want to look for success, and he's broke by every weekend. No, we can't follow his model, but we need to follow those who come before us and who's welcome to share with us on what steps they took to be successful, and really hone in on those type of things. And then after you learn the formula, you switch it up to fit your business. But we have to be really disciplined enough to share and disciplined enough to receive information that's coming into us as well.
That's gold right there. Can you hang around with us for a little bit? Because you're sharing so much.
Listen, I made it into the car. I made it into the car now. So I'm plugged in. and I definitely can hang out. I think it's so great, and I want to restate what the brother said. Thank you for creating this platform for others to share and build with each other. It's so important. You guys had, like, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, a sister came on, and God forgive me if she's listening, and I must say her name, but she was talking about nonprofits before. So this might have been like two, Brandy. And you know, me and Brandy, her, we had actually connected and stuff too. And I had to even inbox her, like, you did a great job on the show. Because we have to show each other love as well. I think that's another part that's missing with us. You know, we're still thinking that people are competitive, and that might not even be the case. Your real competition is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nugget I just dropped for everybody. So your real competition is tough. but she's done great work, and we have even talked with each other about trying to figure out how we could work together. You know, I'm here in New York.
Beautiful.
She's in Texas. But listen, I look at it like nobody's that far away with all this technology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely. Beautiful. We definitely have to figure out other ways to support one another.
So
you know what, Shauna?
Go ahead, Louisa. Go ahead.
I just want to interject because Jonna is so right. We do need to build each other up. But that's one thing that I can honestly say. I know in my network, I have great people who we retweet, we repost, we advertise, we connect, we do all of that with one another. But even with just speaking in terms of this show, we've had some great guests on. We've had some wonderful experts on who have sacrificed their time. And those guests and even those, even our callers, even those who've just been callers, they just within this, the group of on Black Wealth Creation have been wonderful with building each other up, sharing the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
After the show, sending posts and messages and talking about how great the show has been. And so it's, you know, even when we're in it and we think we're just having a conversation about a topic, we have some fantastic people within our network. And this is globally, because I have people who are in Africa, who are in England. You know, we have people who are spread across the nation from the Pacific to the Atlantic to the Gulf Coast who are really building us up. So I think with the show tonight, I think, you know, we're going to play devil's advocate and talk about the negative stuff. But at the same time, I think all of us who are on this call and those who are listening know that it's not, that's not how it is completely throughout the Black community at
right.
all. Unfortunately, that's what the media wants to show, other media outlets, not this one. That's what we've been spoon-fed. And when I say spoon, I don't mean a teaspoon. I'm talking about the big old spatula that your mama used to slap your hand with. That's what's shoved down our throat, because that's what people want us to believe, that we don't work together, that we can't work together. But that's not true. There are so many of us who are doing things. So I think within this, the circle of people who are listening right now, who are participating right now, that's proven. Oh, absolutely.
You know what? Go ahead.
Oh no, I was saying absolutely. There's so many different levels to this, but I just don't want anyone to ever feel discouraged and to know that they can continue going. And you have to surround yourself with people that are like us on this call. To make it work, you know, definitely. I definitely wholeheartedly agree. I have accountability partners. I got people that I deal with just to check in with, just to say, you know, hey, how's it going? How's your business doing? What else can I do to support, or can I share more information about what you do with others, so we can keep that success chain running?
You know what? I want to share with you three things, and I'm going to, after each one, I'm going to solicit James and Yanni. You're with us, so I want to get your opinion. Of course, Louisa, my co-host, I want to get your opinion as well. Three things that I think we can do to turn the myth, I like to call it a myth, around, and I believe we can. I know we can do it. And a lot of times I think we blame the media, but you know what? Here's the key. Most of the memes and most of the negativity I've heard, it hasn't come from the media. It's come from our own people. And so the first thing I would say that we need to do to turn this around and make sure that we're working together is stop spreading these myths. You know, let's stop spreading the memes. Let's stop talking about each other. Let's stop it. Let's move forward. When we see that happening, I always do it. I know Louisa always does it. I'm always going to comment on it and say, you know what? That's not true. And the only reason there is a little bit of truth to it is because we keep spreading that myth. If I tell you that you're low down long enough, pretty soon you're going to believe you're low down, whether it's true or not. And so perception is reality. So, Louisa, I'm going to let you go first. What do you think about that? The first step is to stop spreading this nonsense.
Oh, I agree. You know, and that's life in general. You know, you hear about, and I'm going to use something a little more cliche and not necessarily with business or in the community, but, you know, even with the comments of all men are dogs, all women are, you know, whatever
mm-hmm.
that bad word is, you know, something is horrific to me is that, but it's so common. I look at people and I think, who are you hanging with? What are, you know, what kind of crowd are you in? And that goes, that's applied to the black business community, to the black community as a whole. When you have people who have all of these negative perceptions, precepts of what's going on in the community, yes, some of that does exist. But, you know, like we said before, in every aspect of everything on God's green earth, there are good and bad, you know. So, but my thing is if all you see is the negative, then you need some counseling. We need to get you some help because that's not all that exists. And we also need to get you in a different circle of people because you're not being fed the right stuff. Those who should be edifying you and lifting you up and promoting you and helping you out and getting you to see the positive need to change what they're telling you, or you need to change with the people that are telling you these things. So I agree, Sean. We have to just stop. And it really, there's no secret sauce to it. There's no maker formula. You, as individuals, we just have to say, I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I'm not going to listen to this mess anymore. And when I'm approached with it, I'm either going to walk away because I'm not going to entertain it, or I'm going to sit and educate somebody. So we really have to just make that effort and that decision that we're not going to be a part of that anymore. We're not going to fuel it. We're going to be the solution.
Beautiful. James, I hadn't forgotten about you, brother. What are your thoughts about putting a stop to some of this and stop spreading stop buying into this stuff?
I would agree. The words of the mouth that you speak are powerful. You can speak a lot of things into existence, spiritual terms. As you hear, growing up, you black people can't get along, you put a bunch of black people together, so there's always going to something happen. For one, I call it it's a slave mentality thought process because we've been taught and have been separated since day one. So that generational curse has been passed down after generation after generation after generation, with the exception of a few, leaders and God bless talent individuals like your Black Wall Street, in Tulsa years ago, who happened to have the same mind of thought processes as we do. They believed. But again, as you saw, the city bombed the whole community. And again, dispersing and tearing up and separating the community again. So I say we need more media platforms like the one we have now, and thank you all for that, to actually carry the word and carry the positive, because if you speak it into existence, it will happen. To me, obviously, Black people are talented individuals by nature. We are leaders by nature. It doesn't matter what it is, if you're taught to be a leader in one direction, it may be the wrong direction, but we're going to go 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction. So if we correct that and put all the efforts, in enlightening and empowering ourselves with and controlling having our own media outlets, where we can actually, put out the truth, and encourage each other and come together. That it takes a village to raise the whole community.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Yanni, what are your thoughts about it? What do you think about it?
I agree. Stop
spreading it.
I agree with James and Louis, Louisa, 100%, 100%. She is so on point and so is he. And I was sitting here laughing when she said, well, who are your friends? Who do you hang out with? Because that's the same thing I say often. Like, who are you hanging around? Maybe come over to my world and let me introduce you to some other concepts to consider and think about, for your business, for your life. So I think that is so important. And, I feel like Louisa said it all. She really said it all. It's so important that we just continue to embrace one another with the support atmosphere. And for those who are not used to that, take them by the hand. Each one teach one.
All right. I love it. I love it. So the next point that I want to share with you is, let me bring this up here, is, say what you want and not what you don't want. Now, if you know anything about affirmations, when you have an affirmation, you don't say, wow, I'm fat. You know, you don't say, wow, you know, I think I'll just be poor the rest of my life. I'll never be anything. I'll never be successful. Because the power of, you know, of life, you know, the life and death is in the power of the tongue. And as we speak these things out, they become our reality. And so if we want to move past this mental, you know, mindset slavery, you know, of that we can't work together, we're always going to scam on each other, this, that, and the other. We're pushed, and we always have these images of black people pushing, you know, other black people off the ladder, and every other race is just helping each other out. And you know what? When I see other races killing each other too, backstabbing each other, not working together. Now we do have a lot of it in ours, but there's a lot of it in other places too. And a lot of times I think it's our perception, because maybe we're not in those environments, that we don't necessarily see it. We see what's close to us. So that's the second point, is let's talk about what we do want. Let's talk about this show. Let's talk about James. Let's talk about the other brother that has an organization 6 months old, and it's already growing and making changes. So, Louisa, what do you think about that? Let's start talking about what we do want and not what we don't want.
But you know what? I want everybody to go to mindyourblackbusiness.com. That's my shameless plug.
You want me to, Louisa?
But you know, I do. But I also want people to go to We're Black Biz. I want people to go to Black Professionals Online. I want everybody to go to all of these outlets that we have, because there are so many of us who are trying. You know, we are doing great things, and I'm going to say great things and lump all of us into that, because we're making efforts and strides. And I know James can speak to this, where a lot of times you think, am I getting through? Do people see what I'm trying to do? You know, because it's not about us. You know, of course, on one hand, it is a business, and we hope to do something with this and make it prolific and make it productive and be able to profit from of it. But it's also about taking a great passion that those of us who are doing this, Sean, like you two that are, you know, we're doing something because we have a passion for it. We're doing something because it's something we see a need for, especially within our community. And especially when you are in areas where the networking is, quote unquote, not up to par, it's hard to see that you're actually making a difference until somebody comes along and says, hey, you're making a difference. And know the validation isn't necessary, but it helps. It helps you to keep going on. So I want people to just support us, and you will, as you start to step into that realm of supporting the businesses, I want, you know, support one another. Whatever you're doing, whether you're selling candles, whether you have an online directory, and if you have an online directory and you see somebody else has an online directory, find out what you can do. How can you all strengthen your directories? Because I guarantee you, you both don't have the same people. You're not fitting the same market. So I really just want us to network and work together and continue to do it, because there are so many strides that are being made as individuals. But if we as we start to come together as duos and trios and groups and communities, we're going to do so much more. We're going to see so much more. And within the black community, you know, we compare Texas to the East Coast or whatever, or you look at California, there are so many different, we're so diverse. There's so many different cultures and ways and thoughts and everything about us that we have so much to even learn from ourselves. I'm actually getting lost in my own thoughts, but I really, just to sum it up before I get out on some crazy tangent, I want everybody to really work together. And I'm speaking on my own initiative. I'm speaking from my own experience. Anybody who has ever met me on social media, what have you, I touched them. You know, hey, sis, thanks for connecting. Hey, brother, thanks for reaching out. Twitter, you know, Bert, like I said, Bert and I had never spoken before tonight, but we've been, you know, messaging back and forth, you know, how can we connect, how can we build, how can we do something? Because once his link connects to my link, then, you know, I've added 1,000 more people to my network. He's added 1,000 more people to his network. Cheyenne Bostock was on a couple weeks ago, and he talked about that. You know, it's not about us having 1,000 people on each side. It's about having 2,000 people together. So I just want everybody to build. I want everybody to come together. I hope I answered the question.
You did. You got there. You absolutely got there. Jayce, now, before we go any further, Jayce, I want you to tell us, what is your business? What is it that you do? Because I want to make sure that you've been so gracious and you've hung out with us, and we appreciate, you know, you just kind of staying with us. What is it that you do? Because we want to give you a little love, show you some love.
Okay, and I appreciate that. Thanks. And I'll start kind of going back a little bit of history. First of all, as far as in the online marketing and directory, I've actually been in the actual business since 2004. I was an actual sales manager. I worked for superpages.com, and I've worked for yellowpages.com, you know, helping them put the directory together, you know, manage that. As a salesperson prior to that, it seems that it was just a dealing with a black business owner. It was always a struggle to get them to understand the importance of advertising. And I just, I felt a huge void, you know, within the community, you know, whereas you may have a restaurant, you know, I can't tell you how many I've been in Dallas, restaurants came and gone, you go there, the food's great, you go back 6 months later, they're closed. Well, that's because not enough people knew where they were located. So what I would like to see happen is for us to connect the dots, you know, and just like what I was with superpages.com, I mean, there's superpages.com, yellowpages.com, there's dex.com, there's several directories out there, and there's enough for everyone, and there, you know, it just seems that, you know, when it comes to, you know, the black business owners, there's just not enough, there's not enough resources. They're out there, but we just need to come together to connect, you know, to net the dots and get our black business owners connected with the black consumer and collect some, take some of that $1.3 trillion, redirect it back into the community. So that, you know, has been, you know, a passion for mine since, you know, mid 2000s. That's why I have the Facebook network, and now have a fan page for every major city in the U.S., a couple in Canada, some in U.K., some in Africa, and they're all tied in with the directory. As I starting the directory, you hear some people, why are you starting a directory? Well, you got DallasBlack.com that's here in Dallas. Okay, great. The more the merrier. You know, as soon as if we could change that mindset to think that just because there's one business that's doing one thing, that there cannot be another. No, we need several more. So my goal is, at the end of the day, is to make sure that we are connecting, all professionals connecting together. And like the other young lady said, and I think Louisa said as well, or Yanni, leverage.
That's right.
If you understand what I'm saying, so basically what I'm saying is I'm good at what I do, and I stay in my lane because that's what I do with directory and marketing. You know, as far as, you know, you have the Blog Talk Radio. I mean, obviously you're good at it. That's why we're having this conversation today. So leveraging that, you know, and bringing all of it together, you know, we have Louisa with the Mind Your Black Business, you know, excellent platform. We're featuring, you know, businesses and creating a platform. I love it all. I can't get enough of it. I'm popping in all the time, just keeping up, liking, you know. You can never promote it enough for black businesses. I'll keep talking, so I'm going to stop right there.
That's all right. I love it. All right. I'm going to bring Yanni back on. And what are your thoughts, Nadia, about let's start talking about what we do want and not what we don't want?
Well, for me, when I get up in the morning, I make sure, you know, whatever your faith is that you believe in, but I don't leave my house without saying my prayers in the morning. That's one. Just to make sure I jumpstart my day correctly. And one of those things I definitely always say is, thank you, Lord, for putting me in a position to do your mission, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I did not foresee myself of getting into the education business. However, little hints have been sprinkled within my life. And when I started my company, I was actually attending school at the United Nations. So you couldn't have told me that I wasn't going to be around the world doing different types of work, like foreign policy. That's where my heart is, and where my background comes from. But with that being said, it was also the foundation of where I built my organization. And I said, I laughed because I was being interviewed by someone else, and they said, well, how do you feel about that? I said, you know what? It's okay that I'm not doing the work of the UN because the UN was brought to me. I have a very diverse population of students of all races that come from all different types of countries, and they'll be the first graduating people within their families here in the States. So I look at that and say, you know, you might not know exactly your path or your calling at first, but if you think with a positive mind, your footsteps will definitely be led in the direction you're supposed to be. So we have to continue to be positive within our lives, and even with the things that, you know, we don't want. You know, we all have hiccups that come in life, but always take the lesson that comes with that hiccup. So, you know, sometimes they say the best road with success has failure embedded. Well, definitely. How do we learn from those mistakes? So my takeaway to give to everybody is always to remain positive. Surround yourself with positivity. Think positive thoughts and ask yourself, how do you get to where you want to be? And think positive about that. Speak those things into your life because it will happen for you if you put yourself in a positive mindset to really get there and think there. My other thing to add to that is the whole thing going back to leverage. You know, who's in the field? If you're starting out and whatever it is that you're interested in doing, you got to learn from people who have walked that path. You know, and look at that. Whether they were successful or not successful in your eyes, something to be learned there. But of course, you know, success is best. because whoever made it success is going to tell you where they messed up at so that you don't have to walk that path. So you can, you know, negate some of the mistakes. But definitely leveraging with other people in the same market who's doing what you do, who can tell you and explain some things to you better than anybody else, and then reading on books as well. But definitely a positive mindset is going to be your ultimate attraction to what you want.
I love it. I love it. And before I get to my last point, I'm going to bring a young man on. And I think I know who this is. 443, what are your thoughts on tonight's show?
Good evening.
Good evening. What do you think? What do you think about what you heard?
I mean, I'm agreeing. I'm sitting here shaking my head on several points, especially first of all, it's got to start with the mindset. If that's not right, you can't expect nothing else to follow, you know, with that. I mean, that's just the way, you know, I roll. And I'm sorry, I forgot who said this earlier, but I'm also sitting here agreeing with you guys. Sean, you know, I listen to several motivational calls every week. That's what keeps me going. Well, not going, but I mean, I just do that every week, you know, just for myself. But I hear this constantly. If you hear something, you know, boiled one time, there's got to be some, you know, some truth to it. But you have to surround yourself with the right people. I mean, if you don't, I mean, just you might as well just run to a wall because you're not going anywhere. And now I'm originally from New Orleans, and I was, you know, course, I still have a lot of family and friends down there. As a matter of fact, one of my friends from New Orleans was actually up here not a few days ago, and he constantly tells me, and I hate to say it, but it's the truth to a certain degree, where, like I said, going back to my thing, with New Orleans, I mean, it's just, you know, people mostly associate New Orleans, I guess, with more like, you know, party or laid down atmosphere, because most people know New Orleans had the name the Big Easy, which to me personally, I don't like it myself. I mean, it wasn't my idea to begin with. but I mean, and my friend, I said, he checked my time. People, I don't know, maybe it's just, I can't even explain it, but trying to get my thoughts together. It's people, I guess it's how you, what he's trying to say is, has something to do with your, you know, with your environment. Like I said, going back to the people that you associate with, it's just that New Orleans is just not, I'm not going to say it's not a place where you can do business, but for the most part, well, for what people tell me, I like to ask that's where I'm from. So it's just not what you would call a business environment to a certain degree. I think you can't do any business, but from what I've been here, I've been in Maryland now, and I've been here almost 10 years, and I find it's a lot easier to connect with people, you know, up here, like this. I mean, with the DMV, you know, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. I'm connected with so many people up here, not just up here, but, you know, everywhere, because with my business, I can do business with practically, you know, anybody, you know, anywhere. But it's just so much to it. Let's see. I'm trying to think where I want to go here. But like I said, you got to connect yourself with the right people. You got to have the right mindset, because you won't go anywhere if you don't.
Beautiful, brother. Beautiful. Thank you for joining us. Hey, tell us a little bit about your business, because we want to highlight you too.
Okay. Well, actually, my business the name of my business is Digital Pro Solutions, and we do website design, graphic design, programming, video production, virtual office solutions. Basically, we do mobile apps or websites. We basically, it's like a pretty much it's an IT service company. We do all types of different IT services.
That's good.
Thank you, brother. Well, I appreciate you, brother. Well, hang on that. That's my brother from another mother, Mr. Darren. And, brother, how can our people get a hold of you? Where can they find you at if they want that website built, that anything digital? How can they get a hold of you?
Okay, well, our website is D, like my first name, Darren, D as in Darren, prosolutions.com. So that's dprosolutions.com. And actually, I'm in the process of designing another website that's going to kind of enhance the one I already have. But I'm on, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google Plus. I'm all over the place. So, I mean, it's not hard to find me. And actually, while I'm sitting here listening to the, broadcast, I've already connected with, webblackbiz.com. I mean, I'm just sitting here just doing it. So, and I gotta put my of course I might not be finished, but I gotta put my code in for the day before I forget. And see, this is kind of sums up, a lot of things, well, to a certain degree. And it's one of my favorite books by Napoleon Hill. And just the name of the book alone should kind of give you some type of insight, because the name of the book is Think and Grow Rich. I mean, that title right there, that just gives me kind of give you something to think about right there. But Napoleon Hill, one of my favorite quotes is that there are no limitations except the ones that we acknowledge. Both poverty and riches or offspring of thought. Now, with poverty and riches, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, financial. It could be, you know, poverty could be, you know, your health, your business. I mean, this related, it just covers so much ground. I mean, I just had to share that. I mean, that's one of my favorite quotes.
All right. You know what? I always appreciate you for sharing and caring enough to just back me. Like I said, that's my brother from another mother. Thank you so much for always supporting me and supporting the show. And I know Louisa thanks you for what you're doing. Boy, I tell you, you know, and it's just the way it happens. As we come almost to the end of the show, now people want to just jump on. But 404, I'm glad you're here. Come on in. How are you this evening?
I'm outstanding. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I am wonderfully blessed. What are your thoughts on tonight's show?
Well, I just happened to see an advertisement on Facebook, and I decided to chime in. So, unfortunately, I haven't heard the entire show, but I think it has something to do with black people pulling each other down. Is it fact or fiction? Correct me if I'm wrong.
You got it. You got it. Absolutely. What do you think? What do you
think? It's absolutely fiction. It's made up. And as long as we continue or someone continues to perpetuate the lie, then that's what it will be. But it is fiction. The fact is that black people absolutely, unequivocally support each other day in and day out. Do we have work to do? Absolutely. But who doesn't have work to do while they're still in this form on earth? So it is a fiction that we don't support one and the other, and that we pull each other down. We support each other, standing on the shoulders of giants that came before us.
Agreed.
Wow. Man, I love it. I love it. And you know what? Better late than never. I think you came in at the right moment just to say the right word. So, oh, man, that was beautiful. And thank you for that, because that's my belief, is that, as you said, hey, do we have work to do? Yeah. Do we have some challenges ahead? Yeah. Do we have some things that we can do better? Always. But can we get there? Without a doubt. No doubt about it. Not even a question about it. So, hey, that is wonderful. Now, do you have a business? Are you a business owner?
Thank you for asking. I absolutely do have businesses. I am a business owner and an investor. I'm an internet marketer and motivational speaker. My name is Jawar. And for your listeners, is it okay if I share one of my websites where they can get a free gift? Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. We're here to support each other. Go ahead. And Jawar, you know what? You are an insightful guy. I follow you a lot on Facebook. We've conversated a lot. Thank you for dropping in and absolutely share with our audience.
Thank you. So anybody who is interested in creating residual passive income, utilizing their own thoughts and life experiences in the form of a paperback and ebook, they should visit readclickdo.com, readclickdo.com. And when they go to that site, they can actually schedule at their convenience a complimentary strategic solution session with me. Well, I will answer a few of their questions about publishing ebooks and paperback. So that is for your audience. ReadClickDo.com. It takes them about a minute and a half to go through the process, and they'll be all set up. And I'll be looking forward to that opportunity to meet with your listeners one-on-one on the phone and answer some of their questions and give them some direction so they too can learn how to set themselves up for residual passive income, publishing ebooks that will outlive their life. They can put that into their trust and family estate. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it's just outstanding.
That is a gift. That is a true gift. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate you jumping on. And like I said, you are right on time. So please make sure that you go to my brother's site. You know, he just gave it to you. So if you want to, you know, get that ebook out there, make sure you get in touch with Jawar. And I, like I said, I follow the brother online a lot, and he always has insightful things. We're coming up on the end of the show. And so, you know, I, once again, I've got a big announcement coming towards the end, but I want to give our guests one last word. Of course, not my guest, my co-host. You know, what? And I'm going to save her for last because she's so special to me. But, James, what are your thoughts on tonight's show? What takeaways should our audience leave with?
I think the major takeaway from the conversation we have tonight is to positive words and change the mindset of the generational curse that plagues not all of us, but you know some of us. And just you know, when you're speaking with the next you know professional or person or family member. You know, if we hear you know things that you know that are kind of taken away from you know the black male or female, I think we should you know follow up with you know bringing a positive out of that and begin to open up their eyes. So if as much as we can speak it positive, as we can speak it into existence, and you know also look to again to not just talk. Follow through and act, and you know, and try to connect with each other even more.
I love it. And before you step out and hang around, how does our audience get in touch with you if they want any of the services that you provide?
Okay, with the name of my business is Black Professional Online. That's Black Professional. Without the S, online.com, that is the Black Business Directory, the Worldwide Business Directory. Also, I have a group, the main group on Facebook is Black Professionals Online. You can search and join the group, and I can, you know, depending on what vertical you're in, we actually, let me back up. The parent company is Local Identity Advertising, which mm-hmm. manages the Black Professional Online. Whatever vertical you're in, whether it's insurance or IT or you're author or writer, we manage over 75 groups, and you can add yourself to the group, you know, and you know, post accordingly. So that's where, and actually, we're on every major, or not just major, but every social media platform is out there, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest. I can name about 50 of them. We're on there. So if you just type in Black Professionals Online on Google search field, you get a page full.
All right. All right, brother. I appreciate it. Like I said, just hang around, and hopefully we've gained a new fan, and you'll continue to, you know, join us and hopefully be our guest on our show real soon, okay?
Yes, sir. And I appreciate the opportunity. Can I say one other thing?
Absolutely.
I want to thank first. I meant to say this earlier. I want to thank Louisa for always being a positive individual. We spoke off and on, you know, throughout the months. And I never told you, but it means a lot when you have a positive person that's helping you keep your dream alive. Because not everyone sees your vision, and not everyone will take time to and uplift you and you know that's in your corner. So I did want to say thank you for that.
Well, I'm gonna let Louisa say thank you for that. I don't feel any thunder for her, but yeah, she can definitely speak for herself. But you know, we're always glad to have you. We're about to wrap up, so I'm gonna go to Yanni. What are your thoughts and what are your takeaways from the show?
I want to say thank you to you guys again for having this platform for us to all come together and speak with each other and just share what our businesses are and how we connect with other people and other ventures and possibly connecting with each other to continue building. So, Louisa, I am looking forward. I know we will continue to talk through email and set some things up. My other takeaway with tonight is, you know, for those who are getting started or in their business, again, keep a positive mindset. You know, do you have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset? And that will determine exactly how far you can go with your own dreams and ambitions and to never give up in whatever it is that you're doing. You know, stay positive, stay focused, and surround yourself with others who are going to celebrate you and who can be your cheerleaders as well as for you to them, And then I guess to follow just the platform, is Reading for Smiles is my company with tutoring children and providing services for them as well as with teenagers. And you can find us on Facebook at Reading for Smiles with the number 4. And our organization website is readingforsmiles.org. Let me think, what else should I be adding? as I'm still driving through the streets of New York. The other last thing is for the brother who brought up the book, he is absolutely mm-hmm. right. That is definitely one of my faves. I do think that everyone should read that book. You should also read Profit First. And the other mm-hmm. book from Napoleon Hill is his Conversation with the Devil. I can't think of the exact title mm-hmm. right now. But it is a beautiful read, a beautiful read. It's definitely a page-turner to get your mind thinking about certain things. So, like I say, knowledge is power, and knowledge is within the text and who you surround yourself with.
Ah, I love it. I love it. Weezer, another great show. What a great—I mean, not even great guests, but just great callers. We sometimes guests when we just have no agenda, no guests. Our callers just make up for it. So, what are your thoughts, takeaways, and last comments?
First, I want to say thank you to James for that wonderful, wonderful comment. I had my phone on mute, so I'm glad because I was sitting here half almost blubbering. It's likewise because it to have, especially somebody close at hand, with you and I and James and others in our network who are here in the Dallas area. It's great to have those who you can mm-hmm. you can reach out to and brainstorm and knock ideas back and forth with somebody. So as much as he appreciates me, I appreciate him, and I appreciate our calls and the time we can spend just kind of coming together as two people with similar missions. With everything else, I really don't have any closing remarks because I think it's all been said. I think, we've proven that, there's some negative connotations, but those don't have to be the truth. That doesn't have to be our community's truth. And certainly within our circles, those who've called in, those who are listening, those who are tweeting on Facebook, whatever, that's not our truth. So now all we need to do is just go out there and continue spreading the positivity because we have everything that it takes to be a successful community. And I'm not just talking about in Dallas. I'm not just talking about in Indiana. I'm not just talking about in New York, wherever you are. I'm talking about globally. We have all that it takes. And it's, even if we bring it back home just to the United States, because we as a people here, we're going through so much more. And that's a totally different show that I won't step into. But we can do it. We can do it, and I'm thankful for James. I'm thankful for Bert. I'm thankful for Yanni. I'm thankful for Jawar. I'm thankful for everybody else who's called in and listened tonight, because I think this was, even though we didn't have an expert panel, so to speak, and we didn't have, it was a much more free-form show. Probably it's about like what our very first one was like. I think this has probably been it's been some of the most productive conversation and discussions that we've had in a long time, because we get to see different perspectives of different people, and I'm thankful that a lot of it, 99% of it, is positive. So that's all I have to say. Go to mindyourblackbusiness.com. And that too.
That's right. You got to speak it. And I'm speaking out that I'm going to have millions of fans and millions of customers real soon. And so, wow, thank you for everybody that made this show so special. And, the big announcement was that this show is really going to be even more special than it is now. Right now. I've recently taken on some projects at work that are really going to stretch me. It's going to really stretch my time, and I've taken on some. I've started a new business that I told you about earlier, And I had been struggling. I struggled, and I don't say things for effect, and Louisa knows this. I struggle with, you know, this show, and should I continue to do it? And it takes a lot of time, and I know Louisa puts her heart into it. It takes a lot of prep time to actually do something like this. And I said, you know what, I just don't think I'm going to have the time. I just don't think I'm going to be able to do it. And this was designed to be the last show, and that's why we kind of got the information out so late about the title of the show and everything like that, because I was really, you know, doing a lot of soul searching, really trying to see, can I fit it all in? But you know what, and I told Luis this probably about 20 minutes into the show, that, you know what, the people coming on, they're encouraging me. Man, I love this. I can't give this up. If whatever, you know, time I have to make for to do it, to make sure that we're providing a platform for us to connect with each other, to work together. And sometimes you may feel like you're out there, you know, just beating your hand against the wall and nobody's getting it. But, man, just to hear the encouragement that the people shared tonight was so wonderful. So, no, this won't be the last show. In fact, it's going to be the first of a whole lot of great shows that we're going to be doing. And Louisa and I have already committed to take this show to a whole nother level. And so it's just going to get better. Just pray for me because I'm going to have a lot that's going to be on my plate. But it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a plate full of something good. So, man, I tell you, thank you so much. You never know. Just that word, that encouraging word, that kind of builds you up and says, you know what? What you're doing is important. What you're doing matters to people, and don't stop doing it. And hey, like I said, I can't thank you enough. Thank you for being a fan of the show. Hey, help us out. Help Louisa and us out. Grow the show. Share this with other people. We're here Tuesday nights at 7. We're going to be doing this every week. Hey, right, hey, you can connect with either one of us. If you have ideas for the show, hey, make sure you let us know, because we'll definitely put it on. We love supporting you. We want to support you. We want to provide a platform. But once again, we have to work together. And if you support us, as you see, I don't have any problem supporting you. Every person that comes on, I want to make sure that you get a little bit of notoriety about your show and what you're doing. And we love doing that. But, hey, help us help you, so to speak, and support the show. So, anyway, this has been a great show. I'm just going to work harder, and I'm just going to get a whole lot less sleep. But I am committed to us doing this and doing it right and making sure that we provide quality every week. So, anyway, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Louisa and I will be here, God willing, and hopefully the snow doesn't take us away by tomorrow, and we'll still be kind of hanging in Texas and where all the snow is and stuff like that. So anyway, thank you so much for joining. I hope you have a fantastic and wonderful week. And as we always say, as we end, be black, buy black, and build black. Thank you, everybody. Y'all have a wonderful night.
Okay.